Good morning. Thanks, Wanda. Florida's recession could have been worse if not for home buyers from other countries. WLRN's Gina Jordan explains why.
The nonprofit government watchdog group Florida Tax Watch says international buyers bought up cheap properties and pumped cash into the state's economy. Tax Watch economist Dr. Jerry Parrish says the buyers were mainly from Canada, Latin America, and Europe, all regular trading partners of the U.S.
What the foreign buyers did is provide a lot of liquidity to people that wanted to get out of the Florida market. The main buyers are the same people that we do business with, and there's a good chance that some of our high tourism numbers from certain countries is people coming back to visit their home.
Florida led the country in home sales to foreign buyers during the recession. Most of the sales were in Miami, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. The homes ranged in price from large estates to small condos.
A substantial amount are below $100,000 or below $200,000. In a lot of cases, it's families pooling their money together to buy maybe a vacation home here in Florida.
Areas that have direct international flights benefit the most. Parrish says those flights lead to higher tourism, more home purchases, and more business development. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
The city of Orlando will join Miami Beach in filing a brief in support of gay marriage. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer asked the city council yesterday for permission to join the ongoing lawsuit in Miami that's challenging the state's same-sex marriage ban. Steve Rothaus of the Miami Herald says it's unusual for cities in different parts of the state to file a motion together in a case involving a social issue. And while Miami Beach's support for LGBT rights has received a lot of attention, Rothaus says Orlando's mayor has called for an end to the ban before.
Buddy Dyer, the mayor of Orlando, when he gave his State of the City address a few months ago, he actually very firmly said that he thought that the law was unfair and also harmful to the city of Orlando economically and the state of Florida.
The Orlando City Council decided to support the brief in a 5-2 vote. The council's two Republicans voted against the measure. Orlando and Miami Beach will be asking a Miami-Dade judge to grant them status as a friend of the court. The two cities are the only ones in Florida that have asked to file in the gay marriage lawsuits. Fort Lauderdale last week passed a resolution to oppose the ban, but is not participating in the litigation to challenge the law. Meanwhile, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is seeking to defend the state's existing ban on gay marriage in the two ongoing lawsuits. Bondi's office filed motions yesterday to intervene in Miami-Dade and Moreau Circuit Courts. In both instances, the lawsuits were not filed against the state. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Wanda Miles.